Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed you're joining us for part two and the conclusion of a great discussion with a great guest. It is Chaim Ben-Torah, a prophecy expert, Hebrew studies expert. Folks, if you missed any of part one, you got to go back and catch up, because I just don't have time to go into everything we talked about. But we're going to pick up the conversation here as he's transitioning into explaining how the kingdom of heaven could actually be another dimension. And this has been fascinating, because I've seen some studies on this and some discussions on this, and I found it so fascinating. And he's now going into that area, and you do not want to miss this. Amen. It is awesome. So without further ado, let's jump right back into the episode and the conclusion of our interview with Dr. Chaim Ben-Torah.
And I really believe it does play very heavily into prophecy. I don't have that much time to get into it, but they have what's called the ancient Jewish sages teach something called zimzum, present and absent at the same time. And the Ark of the Covenant, they say, was a ghost covenant. You know, everybody's looking for the Ark of the Covenant because, and yet the Bible clearly says the Ark of the Covenant was in heaven. But, you know, they're hoping to find the Ark of the Covenant and so forth on earth. So maybe they will.
Yeah.
But what they'll find most likely is the ghost covenant, because the Holy of Holies was like 20 cubits wide. And according to specifications, one side of the ark was to be 10 cubits from one wall. The other side of the ark was to be 10 cubits from the other side of the wall. Well, that equals 20. Yeah. Where's the 2.5 cubits for the size of the ark?
Amen.
And that's what they're saying, is that the ark is there, but it's not there. It's like a ghost covenant.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of these little things that are buried. Yeah. And it's called Zimzim.
Let's go back to using that, the transition to, you know, what you mentioned previously. I want to go back to that. And that's about the alternate universe. You know?
Yeah.
And that kind of leads right into that. You know,
yeah,
it's there, we just can't see it.
Yeah, you know, go back to Genesis, Genesis 1:2, where it says the Spirit of God, and one translation says brooded over the earth, or it hovered over the earth. Well, actually, when you look at that word in the Hebrew, it has the idea of moving back and forth very swiftly. What's that? A vibration. The Spirit of God vibrated over the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, he created particles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are made up of simply particles. You know, this desk I'm at, the clothes I'm wearing, they're all made of the same stuff that you and I are made up. We're just a bunch of particles that vibrate and then form matter. And when God created the heavens and the earth, he created the particles, and then the Spirit of God vibrated over it and vibrated all those particles into a tree, into a rock, into a mountain. I mean, that falls right into what you learn in quantum physics.
Yeah.
And
yeah, when you, and we also look at, you know, where Jesus walked through the wall when the disciples were locked in the room, you know, I mean, you know, when he was walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and once they recognized him, he was no longer present there with
them. That's the idea of the Zimzum. Zimzum is the ability to, it's absent and present at the same time. It's like a bubble that exists here on earth. You know, God created the earth for a to have a dwelling place. But because of sin and darkness, he cannot really dwell in the earth. And so he wanted, they built the tabernacle where everything had to be purified, cleansed, and holy. You know, holiness is, you know, there's no darkness. It all had to be removed. And then God was able to dwell in his Shekinah glory there in the Holy of Holies. And it was, to, you know, Paul said, know you not, your bodies are a temple of God. He's talking to Jews. You know, don't you know that? This is what you're taught all your life. Your bodies are a temple of God. In other words, that was the whole purpose, was that you come to the tabernacle where you are cleansed and purified so that God can dwell within you, so that you can be a dwelling place, and that you can go out and bring others into this relationship with God, so that God, because God wanted to dwell within you. And we are the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
Well, Zimzum is that somehow Peter, James, and John, when they were up there on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible doesn't say they were introduced to Elijah and Moses. They just knew it. Mm-hmm. How could they have known it? Except for the fact that they were caught up in that alternative realm, which meshed it, somehow brought together the natural world and the supernatural world in like a little bubble. And so they were able to interact with the supernatural world. And
that might be why Jesus told them, don't talk about what you just seen up here.
Yeah.
Because they're going to think you're nuts.
Well, you know, I found something really interesting in the Talmud a few years ago that said when temple was destroyed, the second temple was destroyed. Well, after the first temple was destroyed, three things did not exist in the first temple. Exist in the second temple that existed in the first. The first was the fire from heaven. When the temple was inaugurated, fire came out of heaven.
Yep. Yep.
And then the high priest was assigned to make sure that fire never goes out. His job was to feed that fire and keep it, you know, burning. Well, when the second temple was destroyed, the fire went out. And there was no fire from heaven to reignite that fire, so they had to do it themselves. So the fire of God was missing. Wow. The power of the Unum and Thunum, it's where they heard directly from God. You know, you go to the high priest, he's got the Unum and Thunum, and there's different views on what that Unum and Thunum was. The Talmud teaches that it would represent the breastplate that the high priest wore, and the stones would light up, each stone indicating a couple of Hebrew letters. And it was actually spell out the answer. You know, you ask God, like David, you know, should we fight against them or not? Go against the Amalekites or not? And, you know, the word would pop up, go get them. you know, God would speak to him with the, through the Unum and Thunum. It was their prophetic, the prophecy. But that no longer worked. The Unum and Thunum no longer worked in the second temple. And then the third thing was the Holy Spirit did not exist there. The Ark of the Covenant was gone. The Ark of the Covenant was not in the Holy Temple. They were in the same spot where the Ark of the Covenant sat. And the Talmud teaches that there's like a portal on that spot where the Holy of Holies is that connects to heaven.
Amen.
But there's no, but the Ark isn't there where the Shekinah glory rested.
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit, as you know, they even said, the Holy Spirit did not dwell in the second temple. So three things were missing. Prophecy, the Holy Spirit, and the fire of God.
Amen.
And the Talmud clearly teaches that when the Messiah comes, once the Messiah is glorified, then these three things will return. What was Jesus saying? Didn't he say a couple times in the Bible, well, I'm not yet glorified? Mm-hmm. Remember those words? What was he talking about? It was the final certification.
In those days,
Yeah, it was the final certification that he was truly the Messiah. And what happened 40 days after he died on the cross? They were sitting in an upper room, and fire came from heaven.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, and they did what? Amen. They began to prophesy and, teach through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I found it really interesting that the Talmud actually teaches about the day of Pentecost, prophesied that the day of Pentecost would come.
Yeah, amen. Amen. You know, I know that a lot of Christians, they feel intimidated by, you know, Hebrew and all that. Where do you recommend they start? I mean, what small steps can help them to begin to lift this veil and experience this type of scripture more deeply?
Well, they can come to our, you know, online all access site at www.hebrewwordstudy.com. We have offer a class on there, and it's an online class in Hebrew where I can teach you in 6 weeks to use the Hebrew language as well as my advanced Hebrew students did. Amen. But, you know, aside from that, the internet is the greatest gift we have today, because everything you need is right on there. You go to Bible Hub, you go to Hebrew for Christians. I mean, there is a ton of material on there that can, walk you through. You don't have to, you hear the horror stories from the pastors and so forth. Oh, I almost flunked out of Bible college because, I had to learn Hebrew, and they brainwashed me when I learned Hebrew and so forth. Well, that's because you had to memorize all these declensions and everything. And the reason you had to memorize it was that when you would take a test and you sit down and you write the answers to the test, without any help, without any notes or anything. You had to have it all by memory. That's the classic, you're trained. It's a classical training, they call it, classical education. But for the Christian, you just want to study the Word of God. You want to dive deep into the Word of God and look at all these different words and the various meanings behind the words, and trace these words to their Semitic origins. And that's very simple to do when you have all the online resources necessary to do it.
Amen.
So it's available today, and all you need is just the confidence to realize you can do it if you really want to study the Word of God in original language.
Amen. And all this is available on your website.
I have two websites. I have a blog where I do a word study every day. That's on Chaim Ventura Ministries. But then we have a subscription site. It's like $20 a month, $1 for the first month, and then $20 after that, where we have a whole database of my 30 years of research and study of, Hebrew word studies and tracing words, their origins, plus classes in Hebrew and Aramaic, online classes. And that's, $20 a month. So it's under www.hebrewwordstudy.com. Plus, if you go to our website, Chaim Ventura Ministries, they got a little I put up a little pop-up window that drives you nuts every time you're trying to read something, but it'll pop up and tell you how to sign up for it.
Amen. So if someone has a question, or they like to get more information, or maybe they want to get in touch with you, do an interview like this, how can they do that? How's the best way to get in touch with you?
Through our website, at go to Kaya Bentora Ministries and leave a note on there. And,
amen.
You know, we'll.
Amen. Amen. I'll put the links down below in the show notes. Amen.
Yeah.
Folks, man, wasn't this an eye-opening conversation? I mean, this is great. I can keep going.
There's one other thing I just wanted to share, though, because it's really important. Okay. I was going to share about my book.
Oh, yeah.
I've written about 24 books. But one I really enjoyed writing, and I'll admit it's a lot of speculation, it's a Hebrew teacher looks at stargates, time travel, and alternative universes. And what I kick it off with is the Garden of Eden. And just to give you a brief, you know, if you just got, give me a couple minutes, I'll give you a brief understanding of how I arrived at the word for tree in Hebrew is est, and it means a tree. But when you really look and examine the origin of that word in Semitic root, and Rabbi Samson Hirsch, who was a 19th century linguist and Hebrew master, said that this word est also means a concentration of power. Yeah, so being a science fiction fan, I got to thinking, why couldn't these concentrations of powers be like stargates? Who's to say, and this is speculation, but we don't know how much time passed between the creation of Adam and Eve and the fall. Could have been a few million years in there, couldn't there? We assume it happened right away. They no sooner got created than they went out and sinned. But maybe they had even had children, Adam and Eve, because that was their first command, you know, go out and, you know, have a lot of kids. And who's to say that these concentrations of power were stargates, that because God created this whole universe, hundreds of thousands of stars and planets, and only just one planet is going to have populated?
Right.
What about the fact that maybe there's a million years there where Adam and Eve are having kids? Because Adam and Eve were created to be eternal. They didn't start to die until they actually sinned.
Yeah.
And so these children would pass through these stargates and go to other worlds and start occupying other worlds. And that maybe a lot of these, or alternative universes, they say, there's, you know, some physicists say there's millions of alternative universes. Maybe they go to these different universes and they, you know, pass through, and they probably come back to Earth just, you know, all the UFOs that we're seeing, everything. Isn't it possible? Maybe they come back to their roots. And, but somehow we're all interrelated.
I want to get you to come back on. We'll just talk about this book because it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I had a number of science. It was reviewed by a number of science fiction writers. And one writer said, you know, I became a Christian not too long ago. And I just felt so guilty writing my science fiction books. Because it didn't seem to fit, you know, the Orthodox teaching and what you presented in this book. I feel free now to write, continue writing my science fiction. You've given me a good, you know, Christian standpoint.
That sounds like what we, because I just don't want to gloss over that. I want to do a little deep dive on it, but we're all out of time for today.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and get you booked down and we'll come back
and just talk. Yeah, don't get me started on time travel and
amen folks, this has been an eye-opening conversation. I mean, we just barely scratched the surface of how the Hebrew scriptures hold layers of meaning that can transform how we can read and understand the Bible, understand God, how we live out our faith. I want to thank
every week I teach a Torah class. And it's over to 5 books of the Bible. And I've been doing it now for 6 years. And so I put it up on our All Access site. So I can't repeat the same things I said the years before. And I keep approaching the Torah study for the coming week. And I said, I've taught this now for 6 years. Is there really anything new? And there always is. Yeah. You know, when I sit down and look at it, I'll always find something I've never seen before.
Amen.
I love how a rabbi once said that when he was in the yeshiva and his teacher, rabbi, they would be divided up in twos and have, you know, study partners. And rabbi would sit at his desk with his feet on the desk while the two study partners studied together. Then the rabbi would get up, he'd go to various desks, and he'd sit down where the two students are, and he'd say, okay, teach me something. He would ask this learned rabbi who all his life studied the Torah. He would be anxious to learn something new. Teach me something new. Teach me something I haven't already known.
Amen.
You know, and that's the Jewish understanding, is that the word of God is a well that's never going to run dry. We're never going to get everything. We'll spend eternity discovering things in the word of God that we never
close to. Well, I have a feeling, you know, I've said this before, that I have a feeling when we get to heaven, our learning is just beginning.
Yeah.
At that point in time. It's like, okay, you finally made it to kindergarten. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program and sharing all this with us today. And oh, man, folks, if today's discussion stirs something in you, I encourage you to visit KaiMentora.com. to explore his books, his teachings, his resources. You know, dive deeper, folks, just like you just heard, because God's word is truly a well that never does run dry. There's always something new down there. Amen. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, leave us a review, make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss the next powerful conversation we have coming up. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the program and just share all this with us. And I look forward to this next conversation.
Okay. Anyway, maybe I can talk about my latest, well, you can't read it, can you? It's called The Divine Kiss, where I believe every Christian is going to experience a rapture.
Amen.
Just the lucky ones that have to be alive at the end days, but every believer is going to have the same experience that those who were raptured are going to have.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Chaim Bentora, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.